I leaned on the wire.
Oh.
That was weird. It sounded like we were shot into outer space.
I know.
I was hopeful.
Gank.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hey, we're an acquired taste podcast, the podcast for people who revel in life's little surprises.
Yay!
Happy surprises is what I meant to say. Can I just like tell you what my happy surprise was today?
Yeah. Yes, Kathleen.
Every time I'm peeing today, I go, smells like mango. Because I was keeping my maxi pads in the same drawer at work where I was keeping my gum.
Oh my gosh.
Thank God you said gum. I'm like, why are you keeping your produce next to your tampon?
Yeah.
And the delightful smells from my mango gum are now in my maxi pads.
That's a smart idea.
Guys, I'm peeing mango freshness.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm taking all my lavender soaps out of my underwear drawer and we're replacing it with Trident gum.
Well, that was Kathleen, in case you haven't already figured out. I'm Sam.
I'm Bethany.
And do you have a little surprise for us for today? I have one.
Ooh, tell me.
Do you want me to?
Okay, yes, please.
I'm not wearing any underwear.
Why not?
Because I worked out and it's just more free.
Mm-hmm.
Because after you shower from a workout, you don't really want to get fully dressed.
Yeah. Ooh, you're not peeing mango today.
I'm not peeing mango today.
It does feel good to just to shower though. Like to get that just grossness. Like it's finally cool in New York after weeks and weeks of just like or horrible humidity, and I've been doing the thing of showering multiple times a day and it just feels so good because you get the grime and the sunscreen and the dirt and the sweat off of you. Yep. And you're just like a clean version of your best self
for 20 minutes
and then all goes to hell.
Time to start daydreaming about fall sweaters.
I know, and we're in that weather now.
Today
we're gonna talk today about,
I don't like it,
going through the trials of like growing up. And this came up because my sister announced that she got a publishing deal.
Yay.
No big deal.
It's amazing. So she has this young adult novel that she wrote. And she actually wrote a young adult novel previous to this, wasn't able to sell it right away. And so instead of trying to keep selling it, she just went ahead and wrote another young adult novel.
That I didn't know. And yeah. I give her more credit for that, because can you imagine being so proud of something? Like I would have kept going with the one thing, even if it wasn't the right call.
Yeah, totally.
This is my baby.
She was like, okay, I get it. Feedback taken. I'm going to write a different one.
Damn.
And so she just wrote another novel.
How
as you do.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then was able to sell it. And so she has a book deal. So her book will be coming out in the spring of 2020, and it's called Unscripted.
Woo!
But it's about, like, I was texting you guys about it.
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, you know, growing up, and I was one of her early readers. And I had to like stop reading it at a certain point, 'cause it was like too triggering about things that happened growing up.
Yep.
Just like, you know, with guys and with everything. So it led us to talking about, like, what is the worst part of growing up in your life?
I'm not looking forward to this. Can we talk about something I do really like though first?
Yes.
Let's talk about BioClarity.
Yay.
One of our partners for today's episode. Okay, so we all already know how important healthy skin is to the three of us. We absolutely love it. And that's why we were super happy to partner with BioClarity. They're a 100% vegan and cruelty-free brand, and they're a multiple-step system, but their secret ingredient of the steps is this ingredient called Floralux, and it's made from chlorophyll. So no surprise, the product is actually green.
Yeah.
And it's natural. It's vegan. It's if plants can use it, I can use it too.
It's science.
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 So BioClarity comes with three easy steps. It's cleanse, treat, and restore. And it contains all sorts of nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, oat kernel.
Can I eat
it? Oat kernel.
Yes.
Yeah, it's vegan.
It sounds like a nighttime tea.
Oat kernel.
What I love about BioClarity is that it helps fight my breakouts, because I'm a 30-year-old woman who still gets pimples on the reg.
Preach.
It's delivered straight to you. It's easy to use. Three steps. Gluten and cruelty free. They don't test it on any little cute puppies, and
or
that's why we love them
on bread
or on bread.
Mm-mm, thank God.
There's no gluten. All right. To get started on healthier habits with your skincare, go to bioclarity.com. You, our listeners, our beloveds, you're going to get your first month for 50% off a routine. Plus, shipping is free and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you have to enter our code ACQUIRED, and it's spelled with a C. Don't worry. Or don't forget. That's bioclarity.com. Enter the code ACQUIRED, ACQUIRED. That's bioclarity.com. Enter the code ACQUIRED to get started with BioClarity.
Don't worry, because I know you were worried.
I hate you. I hate you, Sam. Sam hears all of my outtakes and is somehow still my friend.
I love them so much. They make us stronger. Okay.
So Sam, you were especially hashtag triggered by this topic of like, what's the worst part about growing up?
I was.
Can you tell us why?
I still passively aggressively constantly make remarks about my middle school days, like, and that makes me believe I'm not over it.
Okay.
Wait, yeah. So last week I mentioned the movie Eighth Grade.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Sam immediately quipped back, I cannot watch that movie. And I said, no, absolutely you can. And she was like, no, I really can't. So let's get to the core of this.
So you know how most people hate high school or like college? Mostly it's high school.
High school.
Yeah, I was great in high school and college was pretty, like it was unremarkable. But the bulliest in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
I did not have the quips or the confidence or the strength or the know-how or anything to come back to the snarky, mentally taxing, gets into your brain and spreads like the seed budding in your mind of negativity. Bitches that would like...
They were girls?
Oh, they were girls.
Girls
they were
are
horrible.
So mean.
And they would do... See, so I was kind of dreading this episode because I know we're going to talk about different things, but... When it's one of those things that when you hear yourself say it out loud, it's kind of silly and you'll laugh and the people you are with will laugh. But you, when you're in that mindset at that age, it's like the worst thing ever.
So before you tell us what happened, do you want us to promise to take it as seriously as young Sam took it?
You can laugh because I will laugh as well. Okay. All I need is just the 20-second period of putting yourself in there for a minute and being like, oh.
Okay.
So there were these two girls it started with that liked to pretend to be my friends. It was like Mean Girls.
Okay.
Right? And they would just spend as many days as they would being nice to me. And then I would feed off that. I'd be like, oh, maybe we're real friends now. Until they plotted to do something to embarrass me.
Oh, no.
But then they'd laugh about it because we're friends, right? So I will never forget the day we were outside at recess and they knew my crush was in the area.
What was his name?
His name was Ryan.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot boy name.
Right? I mean, yeah. When you're a kid in middle school, it's all about the Ryan.
I've never met a Ryan who is not at least an 8.
Right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, Ryan's a hot boy name.
This is going to be a good episode. Yeah. I can tell. And they started whispering to one another. I'm like, oh my God, it's coming. And then one goes, 1, 2, 3. And 5 girls yells, ew, Samantha farted.
Oh.
And they all run away.
Oh no.
So now I'm dealing
That's awful.
With that thing they said. And there's no one around me
oh, no.
to react. So it's like such a seemingly silly, but at that age, I think that was 4th or 5th grade. And I knew them until 8th grade. So like little things kept happening for 4 years with mostly, I mean, that one of the girls was just there for that year, but one of the girls on and on. And it was just super rough. And I think it came to a head at like the 8th grade lunchroom. One of the girls would physically walk by me and like shoulder swing.
What?
So
check
that
you?
She'd not. Yeah, she'd check me. Exactly. This girl, Jessica, and I won't give her last name, even though I kind of want to, so that all of our taste buds can go tell her, bad Jessica.
Do you know, have you found her on Facebook? Do you know what she's up to now?
I don't know. I think she cuts hair.
That's my favorite pastime, looking up former enemies on Facebook.
I think she cuts hair because I went into a hair salon 5 years ago and her picture was up there and they said, oh yeah, that's Jessica. She's one of our stuff. I'm like, I know who she is.
I remember you talking about this. Write down her last name. I'm going to find her on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to try to spell it.
It is amazing how these things stick with you,
I'm
though.
I'm nervous right now. I feel it. It was she is just such a mean person.
She never, like, you never had a moment of saying like, hey, you're the worst.
I think my mom or dad or someone tried to, like, I spoke to them. It wasn't a secret. And they would make me laugh about it as much as I could when mm-hmm. we got home. But somehow she and I ended up on the same bowling team. Like, I think my mom's method was they're going to spend social time together and kind of get over it. And unfortunately, it worked. Jessica was really kind to me that one season we were on the bowling team. And that was the last time I ever was associated with her.
Yeah.
And for a couple of years, I was like, good. It went out on a high note. That's nice. But later on, I'm like, this is not justice.
You know, there's something that I haven't experienced yet, but somebody was talking to me recently about when you have children and you start making friends with the parents of these children. Somebody recently said to me, you know that a kid is going to turn out like an a-hole when their parents are a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
That's very smart. It's very astute.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Bethany found her on Facebook, by the way. I did not like looking at that face.
All of her pictures are just selfies in the same location over different days. So she doesn't, I'm sure she's lovely.
Are you?
But she seems to really be her biggest, she seems to be a big fan of herself.
That's
lovely. Is the impression I'm getting from her Facebook.
I want to put out good energy.
I'm sure she's lovely.
People do change a lot. A lot of times they're different people once they get past that youth threshold.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say most of the time, you don't.
Yeah, it's crazy. And back to your point, Kathleen, about the parents. Like, yeah. I remember growing up thinking like, oh, my mom and dad are so lucky because I'm making friends. So they're making friends with their parents. And now, like, they have friends thanks to me. And I found out later that my mom was like, oh, yeah, I really did not like her mother. And I did mm-hmm. not like her. Like,
right.
You know, you're just sort of stuck. And so I see that happening now with my sister mm-hmm. who has children and finding out like which parents she actually does like and which parents she doesn't like.
Yeah.
And like there are certain friends that she can already see.
Yeah.
Like certain friends like, oh, she's going to be a mean girl. Like, and to see it happening so young is really, really interesting.
And it's probably because mom or dad is a mean person.
It's crazy.
As an adult, sort of the bully in where I grew up in my school, saw her recently and literally couldn't have ran across the street faster to not have to say hello or to talk to her.
And you feel it.
And my husband is like, what is happening right now? And I'm like, so-and-so is like, don't you dare look, just keep walking straight.
Yeah.
Walking. Act like you just said something really funny. Like, yeah, as an adult, it was still the panics.
Yeah. As somebody who listens to a lot of serial killer podcasts, they always talk about how when, you know, they're in their formative young years, if a certain type of thing happens, like it changes their brain and it changes the way that they view the world. That is absolutely the same for people who are not serial killers. Like these interactions with tiny, mean young people change the way you view the world, and yeah. It doesn't go away.
It's absurd. I don't understand why parents, because it's to what you said, Kathleen, want to raise maybe a winner or someone better than rather than a nice person. Like,
yeah.
We need to worry about raising kind, nice people, not pushovers, not, you know, but someone with empathy mm-hmm. beyond, like, she always had the best clothes. And I mean, like, the newest stuff from Limited 2.
Yeah.
Mama was not screwing around. Like, it's just now it's not necessary. Like, my yeah. family was pretty fortunate growing up, but there was, I think, a sequin headband that was like $20. And my mom told me and my little sister, you can each pick one. Not because we can't buy more, but because why would you need
yeah.
Why? That's not important.
I think it's whatever that family values, though. And like you, that, you know, a different family might look at your family, Sam, and think like, why are they valuing wasteful things like empathy, which is just going to make you weak? Why aren't they emphasizing, you know, being a winner, which is going to get you ahead in life? Like no one thinks they're doing the wrong thing. Everybody thinks that they're doing the right thing, which is why... Like in the acting world, it's so fascinating and fun to play a villain because no villain is like, I'm going to be evil. Every villain thinks they're doing the right thing or they're doing it for a reason that makes sense to them.
Oh my gosh.
And so families raise their kids the way that they think is going to probably be the best.
It's the logic is so upsetting.
Yeah.
Even to break it down one step further, now that I have friends with very young children, often I talk about parenting style, like infant parenting style or toddler parenting style. And you can really see the parents who are just chill and relaxed. They're the ones who have these amazing kids that are easy to be around, that don't always need to be entertained. And the parents that are so uptight, they're the ones who have these kids with with all these issues, you know, mm-hmm. with attention issues, and they're screaming and they're crying and they're throwing themselves on the ground. It really starts from day one. It's very scary.
It's crazy. It's, did you just get a phone call, Sam?
I did. Who is it? It's, I think it's PC Richard's son. I have an oven coming. Very well done.
Kathleen, do you have a moment or a thing about growing up that just was like the worst?
You know, I don't want to pretend like I was a victim, because there were times when I was a victim of bullying. There were a lot of times when I was the bullier. I am really? Not a perfect
get
person.
Get out of town.
Of course, girls get catty, you know? You put secret messages in your aim away messages, and I was not immune to that kind of stuff. I certainly wasn't above it. I fell victim to being that catty biatch a lot of times. And yeah. I look back and I've apologized to some people for the stuff that I did.
Really?
Especially the stuff later in high school when I realized what was happening.
See, that's amazing.
How did that come across to the other person? How did they receive it?
Very well.
Really?
Yeah. Like almost 2 years after I wrote something very terrible on my Zanga.
What's a Zanga? What's a Zanga?
Do you guys remember? It was like an online journal. It's like a live journal.
Okay.
It was like it was like my friend group imploded, and I took it out on one particular person because it was like them versus me.
Yeah.
And because I was an alpha, I was the boss. I was the one who always planned everything. Anyway, I wrote something about this girl. It was really awful, and we were fine. We're cool.
That's like, amazing.
We hung out after, and it was good.
What kind of thing did you write about her?
No, I can't.
Was
even.
It? Just, it wasn't even like, oh, I think that it's not like she smells. It's like
no. It was. It
did
was
you say she farted?
It was
and ran
silly.
Away?
It was along the lines of like, ew, you smell. But yeah. It was just like it was just disgusting. Yeah. And yeah, but
wow,
I have so very much learned from my mistakes.
Yeah. It's less disappointing to hear that you did it at all, and more like I'm even more content to hear that you made efforts to revocate it.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't undo it, but so many people know in their adult life that they did things to other people that were wrong, mm-hmm. and they're okay to just, I was a dumb kid.
Yeah, or I'm sure they don't remember.
Yeah.
And then they're they're going to therapy every day just trying to get over it.
I bet you they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's amazing that you did that. And Jessica, reach out to me.
You know, hey, Jessica.
Jessica.
The one thing my dad always taught me, and this was never a point of contention for me, I never excluded anybody. I always wanted to include everybody to the point of over-including people. Do you know what I mean?
Amazing.
Like where the pool fits 10 people and I invited 45.
Yeah.
So that's like the one thing that's going to stick with me that I'm going to, embed in my children.
Yeah.
You have to include everybody. Do not let anybody ever feel left out.
That's lovely. When are you going to start giving that information to your kid?
No, don't go there. Don't.
You know I'm going to start.
Are you pregnant right now?
You know I'm going to start putting sugar pills in birth control.
Do you want some wine or can't you drink it?
Do you know somebody at the office?
I'm going to put this LSD pill right here.
Somebody in my office who is very curious as to when I'm going to get pregnant is always just like very casually asking me if there's like liquor around, if I'm drinking. And I'm like, yeah, nice try.
I'm curious.
Today, somebody asked me how old I was, and I was like, oh, I'm 31. Don't worry, I have time to have babies. And then I was like, wait a minute. What year is it? I'm 32.
Oh, no. You forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Kathleen.
You're fine.
To that note, hey, Bethany, when are you going to get married?
Hey, wait.
Oh, God, no.
JK, I'm a bully and I'm taking it back.
My pits are
so
sweating.
Sorry.
My pits
so
just
sorry.
Got sweaty.
I get married tomorrow, but I don't trust anybody. So there's that.
He has to be 45, salt and pepper hair, not any desire to have children.
Yes.
Rustic.
Yes.
Preferably adventurous. Uh-huh. An entrepreneur would be really nice.
He's so nice. At least has to be able to pay his own damn rent.
Yeah.
That's hard to find.
I'm so sorry. Hey. Speaking of things that are hard to find. How do you guys feel about completely natural cleaning products? They're hard to find. This is not a joke, just a really convenient segue.
I do love natural products in my home. Thank you for asking, Sam. I'm so excited that we've partnered up with Grove.co because they believe in a healthy, beautiful home that's accessible to everyone.
The home is not accessible to everyone. Don't you be coming into our homes.
Just the products. And I'm a sucker for good packaging. And, you know, some of my favorite brands that they have on their website, Mrs. Meyer's, Method, Burt's Bees, have really beautiful packaging, as natural products tend to do. And I don't ever want to put toxic chemicals around my cat. So that's why I'm buying all of my cleaning products from now on at Grove.co.
Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's super easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. The product that I'm obsessed with right now is their window cleaner because, so you buy like a glass spray bottle,
yeah,
which you can use over and over. And then the window cleaner is a concentrate that just comes in a little tube. You spray it into the bottle, you add water, and now you have window cleaner that's safe and you're not getting this giant plastic bottle that you're going to waste.
And you love it more because you made it yourself.
Yeah.
So find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. So it's super easy, so you can check out all of their natural home and personal care products with confidence that you're supporting a safer environment for yourself and your family and your four-legged friends. So right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and bonus gift by going to grove.co/taste. So that's grove.co/taste. Co, not com, no M. So Grove makes it easier to have a happy, healthy home.
Neil can go to hell, but your cat.
Neil so seldom licks the countertop anymore.
So, Bethany, have you ever looked up your past bullies on Facebook? I mean, I can't imagine you being a bully.
What are your bully experiences, though? We still haven't...
Yeah, I mean, I was super bullied a lot. I've looked up some of them. I'm fully aware of where they all are.
Yeah.
They're all very successful.
What were the golden years? And I'm sorry that they're successful. And I'm also sorry that I just said that.
No, it really sucks when your bully is successful.
Well, I was actually... I was going to talk less about bullying and more about, like, the most traumatizing growing up in thing that
which
happened
wasn't
to me.
Bullying.
No,
oh, I'm excited.
No. So when you're a little girl with anxiety disorder, like, aww, growing up is, but it's not, I mean, it's funny now, yeah, because it's like I'm treated
no,
for
it's
it.
Funny now because we are educated, yeah, around it. It, yeah, was not funny then.
Right. It was not funny, but we didn't know what it was. And right, so what are you going to do? So I knew, I was probably 9, and I knew that we were heading into the puberty years.
Oh.
Like, I knew that I was going to be hitting puberty soon.
The good years.
Yeah. And I knew that, like, more hormones in milk means girls are hitting puberty faster. I knew all of this stuff. And so I was so anxious about this, like, impending wall of puberty that I was going to be crashing headlong into without any control over how fast my car was going, that I created a list of all of the things I knew I had to get done before I was done with puberty. And then
no,
I would check them off
they
happened.
No,
so
you
I was
didn't.
Like, okay, I'm going to have to start shaving my legs. Okay, I'm going to have to start wearing deodorant. I'm going to get my period at some point. Okay, I know that I'm going to start developing hips. Okay, I know that I'm going to maybe start developing boobs. That never really happened. And like every time one of these things, and it was a list that, you know, sat on my desk for like years because puberty takes a while. And then every time
like
I got, every time I like one of those things happened, I would cross it off the list and be super relieved that like I was almost done with puberty. And then one time my friend Bethany, who was a different person, not me, came into my room and I realized that my puberty list was out and that she had probably seen it.
No.
She never said a word because she's the best person in the world. But like, I was mortified that Bethany saw my puberty list.
Oh, sweetheart. Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. So is this like as an adult now, I need to make sure the pillows are fluffed before I leave because it soothes me? Or were you afraid? Like, why? I'm glad to hear that once you cross something off, it made you feel better.
Yeah.
But what was the benefit in your mindset? Like, you just, it helped to get it out a little bit, to externalize it?
I think because I was so nervous about it. I was so nervous about everything that was going to have to happen before I was done with puberty that I needed to see my enemy in front of me.
Okay.
And I like needed to know, like, this enemy was vanquished. Like, this level is done in the video game. Okay, I passed this level. And like, getting your period was like the boss level where that right. was the one I was the most afraid
You've
of.
You've unlocked platinum.
Yeah. And then, and so then once that was done, I knew that like, okay, oh, done with that whole thing, graduated from college. You know, like it's like the big
finish. It's like a game plan, even though you have no choice in any of the movies.
And no control.
Don't even remember really hitting puberty because I was such an overweight child that puberty was just always there lingering. Like I was the first one to develop. I was the first one to get my period. I weighed 50 pounds more than the rest of my female classmates.
Same.
Like I was in the like the weight category with the boys.
Same.
And by the way, in third grade, this is traumatizing. We had to make a Me, Myself, and I poster that included your freaking weight, and it got hung up. It got hung up in the classroom, and I was like the third from the top behind. And I didn't realize, you know, you don't realize when you're that age, like if you're overweight.
Because the media hasn't completely destroyed anyone yet.
I didn't realize that I was overweight until I had to hang up my Me, Myself, and I poster.
Oh,
and
baby.
Who I considered like the fat boy in the class, I was just like 2 or 3 pounds less than him.
There are so many things that they do in gym class and like to just destroy you. I was talking with my nutritionist, and she said that they still do in schools, like the skin fold test where they measure how much flab is under your arm.
Why is that legal?
No, they don't.
Why is that allowed?
She said in her daughter's school, they still do it.
But what? Who? Someone has to stop this.
They're working on it. She's on a committee where they're working together. But there's
goodness.
Like these adults that just have no idea what they're doing to these little kids. I mean, it's insane.
I'm a 32-year-old woman, and I still choose that third grade Me, Myself, and I poster with my weight on it as like one of the defining moments of my life.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll
totally
completely mess you up.
Jeez.
I don't. So, bullies, puberty.
It's the worst.
Teachers who are stupid.
In my middle school, to your point, Kathleen, one of mine was when we were not allowed to bring in our own swimsuits for swimming for gym class. And so they had all of the swimsuits from the 50s because they had that leg that was like that cut straight across. Like they're really cute now, vintage pinup swimsuits, but they were the originals.
First of all, gross.
So gross. And they were color coded by size. So all of the girls in my class wore red. And then you were told you were super fat if you had to wear black. And I was the only one who had to wear black.
I'm going to punch a 12-year-old in the head.
Bananas. When you see all of your girlfriends who you know weigh 60 pounds because you had the weigh-in the day before, and they're all in the red swimsuit, and you are in the black swimsuit because you weigh like 105 pounds.
This is like some Middle East Miss Sunshine. And it's not okay. Can I admit one embarrassing thing that I'd slap my little kid if I heard that she did that I had to do?
Yeah.
So in the locker room, growing up, I had guy friends. I was a tomboy. I was stronger at 13 than I am now. Like I was just very athletic, very aggressive. So thankfully I got to like metaphorically flex in front of the women I hated by doing well in gym class.
Sure.
Yeah. So that was where I shined. What sucked was the locker room, because everyone, like, I live in a very materialistic, like, my mom makes a joke. She's like, I will never have a Michelle brand watch, and I will never drive a Lexus, and I will never have blonde highlights. She doesn't have anything against any of those individual things, but every mother has all three of those things.
I don't know what a Michelle brand watch is.
You got to look them up. It's like just a style of watch.
It's a very fancy watch that fancy people from New Jersey have.
Everyone has it. And I lived in central New Jersey, and it was kind of like everyone had it. So my mom was like, bleh. So anyway, all of these kids were decked out with these designer, like, different things. And the year that girls started wearing thong underwear, I was still not allowed to wear it.
You no whale tails for Samantha?
No, Sam didn't have any whale.
Oh, how did the boys didn't like you then? No,
trust me, I knew it before that. I knew it. But it's so funny that when I finally, like, I very seldom, I pretended to be a lot tougher then than I was now. So even when I have these discussions with my mom, she's like, you never said anything. Like, if I knew you were traumatized from the stupid kind of underwear I let you use, it would have been a different discussion.
Yeah.
I never would let her know that because I'm Michelle's daughter and I'm tougher.
Yeah.
So when I finally panicked, cried a lot, and she got me a thong underwear, I made sure that thing stuck out of my jeans for like 5 days straight because I had to show everyone that I was wearing them. It's so silly and pathetic and just like kind of disgusting for a kid to be doing that. But I was like, nah.
It's amazing. Can't it's amazing.
Oh, the thongs from Wet Seal, right? You remember that store?
I love Wet Seal.
Right at the butt crack, there was always like a really sparkly butterfly.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So then when the boys saw it, they'd be like, ooh, let me see your butterfly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was like borrowing underwear from my mom by the age of 12. And I was wearing literal G-strings, like just a string.
Yep.
No butterfly, like a thread.
The butterfly could not even land on that, Rose.
What kind of underwear your mom wearing?
Oh my God. It's such a effed up story. But like my dad would buy my mom Victoria's Secret stuff. And then there was just so much of it that my mom couldn't possibly wear all of it. So then
you just like stuck it in your purse?
When I needed underwear, it was just like a thing that I would go borrow her underwear. Do most families not share underwear?
Not most families don't share. Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope, that's a you thing.
I did poop my pants in kindergarten once and I had to use my mom's underwear.
My mom and I shared underwear for a very long time.
In both directions or you just shared hers?
No, she never. Yeah, I just used
so hers. So it was more like you stole her underwear.
Yeah, but she would be like,
you guys didn't share anything. You just took.
She would be like, oh, just go into my drawer and get some underwear.
That's lovely, but I don't think I will ever love my child that much.
No.
Wait, this is not a thing that people did.
Nope. Definitely not the whale tails.
No, not the whale tail.
Those get all up in there. Blech. Exactly.
You can just wash that. That's fine.
I wore a shirt from the street, and I think that that's gross.
I still have not fully forgiven you for that.
I mean, it was a nice shirt.
Although it looks adorable, and that's the only compliment you'll get out of me for it.
I think I wore her bras, too. I'm pretty sure
bras
I did.
Bras are different.
Less gross.
Are they?
Not this. Yes.
Yeah, bras are. The breasts are just a thing.
Tights. I'd wear my mom's tights a lot.
Oh, God.
I mean, better than underwear.
Unless you're not wearing underwear.
There's that.
No, when I have a child, I'm going to share everything with him, her, or they.
I'm sure he'll be very excited to wear your thongs.
You have a they-be?
I might. And I will share everything. If they would like to borrow my lacy boy cut things, I will give it to them.
To your they-be.
I mean, I think that's beautiful. But no.
But probably not normal.
But less over here with me. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Can I bring this full circle?
Sure.
Please. So I'm dealing with this thing in my real life, as opposed to my fake life, with my group of friends. And there's one person who has burned a lot of bridges over the past couple years.
Within the friends friend group?
Within the friend group.
Okay.
Just not showing up to things and not always being reliable / not being reliable at all. And she was going through something that a lot of people go through a little, you know, when you're uncertain about how your life is going, you don't necessarily feel very outgoing and you just kind of want to stay in with a little bit of social anxiety mixed in. And I want us, the rest of the friend group, to open our hearts and accept her back in.
Sure.
I think people deserve second chances.
Okay.
To a certain degree.
Yes.
Would you guys be willing to accept a friend back into your life who had burned bridges, but like nobody died burned bridges?
How many times have they burned bridges?
Like maybe this person didn't show up to something very, 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 very important that they knew was important for you. Like sort of along that lines, like schedules, hangouts, but like six hangouts in a row, they cancel.
I would be willing to take them back into the friend group, but I would need that middle. I'd need that island between the acceptance and the event where I would need to have a discussion with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't love a friend conditionally. So if it just so happens that a friend you love is wildly flaky by nature.
Yes, wildly flaky is a good way of putting it.
And that's just how she is. And it's not a vicious thing. And it's not an intentionally rude thing, although it is. Then you either choose to love the person with those qualities. There's difference between that and a friend being mean.
No, yeah, it's not.
She's not, right?
No.
Okay. I would have the discussion. Either you have to take her with that or you can't. So it's important for your friends to recognize that first because they will be disappointed again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a big point.
But I need to talk to her first.
My heart is so open. I also am not one to hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
I forget quickly with the pain that people have caused me. And I'm like, guys, let's give her a second chance. And my group of friends, they're kind of like, I don't know.
Is she like asking for you guys to hang out with her again? She's asking for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's worth giving her another chance.
Right.
And then also just being aware that she might screw this up again and you might be getting taken advantage of. But I also wouldn't necessarily make her my number one best friend.
Yeah.
You know, like keep her probably at a little bit of an arm's length, but she might be going through some things that you guys don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That are making her pull away.
Yeah, I was sort of disappointed that as an adult, as a, like a relatively mature group of people that are open-minded, I was sort of disappointed that everybody was kind of like, meh. Pass. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, no.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah.
What if you, maybe it would be a good icebreaker if you can get your friends to warm up to the idea that this next hangout that involves her is on her.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Invite us over or let us know what restaurant you're going to be at and put the ball in her court. And that'll maybe make a nice gesture.
This is how, bullies and their targets end up best friends later in life, right?
There we go.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Sam. Like, put a little of the onus on her. Like, she has to step up.
You have to step up.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, we're just going to lay down for you whenever you need us. It's going to be like, we'll be here for you. Where do you want us and at what time? Yeah.
Quick, Bethany, get your typewriter. Time to write the screenplay.
The typewriter.
Actually, that's going to be my transition for everything from now on.
Quick, get a typewriter.
Quick, Sam, get your typewriter. Time to write the screenplay.
So
should we go around the room and say what we learned this week?
That's a great idea.
Ooh, by the way, oh, hold on a second.
What? Are you looking up what you learned? If you tell me about one more crazy death in history.
No. It's some taste buds are telling us what they want episodes about.
Oh, cool. We should do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, this Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I had it. And then I lost it.
I can go first.
Yes, go for it, Sam.
I'm ready for you both to be annoyed with me, but I accept...
More so than I already am? JK.
That's a perfect closing for what we were just talking about. I'm sorry. I expect you to apologize.
It's so awkward. Please, will you give me a second chance?
Thank you. Yes, I will. Happily. So Thursday, which is this Thursday, which might be after you're listening to the podcast, August 23rd.
It's my birthday.
And I'm going to be at a beer garden in Jersey City. Lutz Beer Garden. And you're both invited.
Oh, thank you.
At 8 p.m.
Oh,
I know. Not a fun time, but I'm also extending the invite to any taste buds who like to listen early.
Amazing.
You said 8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
On a school night?
On a school night.
I have a class. Let me see if I can
Do you, boo-boo?
Oh, because it's your
birthday. I had to put you guys on the spot and ask you on the podcast because I wanted the reaction.
I will be there, boo-boo.
I love them.
At 8 p.m. That's my classes.
You can just like, you don't have to miss a class.
Okay, I know I'm going to figure it out.
You don't have to miss a class.
You get refunds on your crochet class. You can be absent 1 week.
But I would love it. Taste buds reach out to us and maybe we can just, well, we have a space apparently. I have the same birthday as my friend Steve from the Roosevelts, our friend Steve.
Oh, okay.
Steve is same day. So he's got the two tables and space and we're outside. And
very exciting.
Yeah, amazing. Come out. We'll make it an impromptu.
I will go on a school night.
It'll make me less uncomfortable if it's an acquired taste buds thing.
I love
if
it. It's
a birthday thing.
Jersey Fabulous. City Lutz, L-U-T-Z.
Yes, Beer Garden.
Beer Garden.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Oh, I love both of
you. Do they have nuts?
We love you too.
I'm sure they do, and if not, I'll just pop some in my purse.
Nuts at Lutz? I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry. I don't really care if they have nuts or not.
I would like nuts.
What did either of you learn this week?
So in the vein of giving you guys Wikipedia pages that I love, because I know that a lot of you listening work in like cubicle jobs where you maybe want to make your day go faster.
Yeah.
And when I worked in a cubicle job, thank God for Wikipedia rabbit holes that I could just fall down all day long. So I'm trying to provide you with some of those. And my newest favorite Wikipedia page is the list of hoaxes.
Huh.
And these are fascinating. All of these different hoaxes that have happened through the years that have been proven to not be true. Like, for example, Apollo 20, a series of YouTube videos claiming to show evidence of intelligent extraterrestrial life on the moon. Or do you guys remember the Balloon Boy hoax where this family like let a balloon go and they were like, our son's up there. And then they were like, no, he's not.
They had the same last name
as
me.
Are we sure it's a hoax?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. There is a bunch of people who like pretended to be one person and they were actually somebody else. They go by alphabetical order. Wait.
I love a good hoax. I always fall for it. You know, like that photo of the shark inside the wave.
How do we know that's not real?
And the person's just like swimming on top and there's like a 500 foot great white underneath them.
And people are watching unalarmed because it wasn't photoshopped in until later.
The photo is not to scale at all.
Kathleen's like, yep, nope, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is.
And then there was, there's one called, I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm going to pronounce it Fucart. I don't think that's right. Fucart and Pimp, which was a hoax art exhibition in London, which purported to be the show of a female artist having sex with clients to consummate the sale of her paintings.
Huh?
People freaked out all around the world. It was a hoax. There are people who like wrote articles that they claimed to be true that were all hoaxes. There are ciphers. There's Oak Island, which people say is a hoax, which breaks my heart.
Oh, that's
like
a movie.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of stuff about it. But it's really fascinating. And so I highly recommend Wikipedia's list of hoaxes.
Hoaxes, poxes.
Hoaxes.
I like that.
Hoaxes.
What about you, Kathleen? What did you learn this week?
I learned that not every Blake Lively movie is good.
Uh-oh.
Which
what?
I believe to be 100% true up until I saw... Oh, shoot. I need to look up...
Was it the one about the shark?
No, no. That's a really good movie. That's a really good movie.
Okay.
Right,
okay. In the one with the shark, she gets this gash on her leg and she takes off her necklace and sews up her leg with her necklace, guys.
That's how life is.
That's amazing. No, the one that I'm talking about, and I have to look up the name of it while I'm talking to you guys, is she's blind and then she gets an operation to see again. And then it, like...
Her eyes are the eyes of a killer and okay, she can wait, see all the dead people that he's killed.
Blake, oh my God, please let it
no,
be
no,
along
no.
that.
Because that was an actual movie that they also made. I'm
Blake
pretty sure.
Lively.
Starring like Rachel Bilson or something.
Blind movie.
Whatever happened to Rachel?
No.
Wow.
She seems so nice.
She married Christian Hayden, right?
Yeah. Yes, speaking of hoaxes, he played a dude who in the movie Broken Glass, who made up facts and things and got fired from his newspaper.
Oh, that's really highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes, I think.
It was a good movie, Broken
Glass. He was
also
in, what was that movie? Awake, where he was going through open heart surgery, but the anesthesia didn't. That became one of my greatest fears.
No, the movie I love him in is This Is a House or Us as a House.
The house is us.
We friends
hunt
house?
For the Red October.
No,
he's like that troubled teenager who has to build a house, and then the house is us.
We
bringing down the house.
That's right.
Yes. No.
Starring Sinbad.
Yes. Okay. The movie I'm talking about is All I See Is You, and she's a blind woman who gets her sight back in one eye, and things go kind of awry with her husband, guys. It was terrible.
She
can,
please tell me the entire movie is like she gets the surgery and her one eye opens and she sees, which is like,
can you imagine you lose your sight as a teenager and you don't know what you look like until you're like 32?
And you look like Blake Lively.
You're describing a pretty good day in my 32nd year.
Well, she like dyed her hair platinum because they made it like this sort of mousy brown, you know,
to
make her look plain. I mean, she is
good
freaking
luck with that,
Blake
Hollywood.
Lively. Yeah.
and then things go awry with her husband.
Things went awry.
You know what, Blake? I've got a great idea for this. Don't condition for like 4 days. It's going to give us the exact look we want.
The movie sucked, but there's an idea behind it that's actually sort of interesting. If someone's taking care of you, or if you're taking care of somebody, and then all of a sudden that person doesn't need to be taken care of anymore, where does your relationship lie?
Oh, I'm relieved because I've developed an aversion to taking care of them about 2 years ago, and I am silently fuming. And so now that they don't need it, I'm like, oh no.
Like, would you love your cats as much if you didn't have to take care of them?
Oh, I love them so much.
But do you love them as much as you do because you care for them?
They're forced to be here. If they didn't need to be here anymore because they didn't need me to feed them.
Like if they moved out and got their own apartment.
Oh,
I think
God.
You're just describing parents. This is college.
So wait, so what's that movie called?
All I See Is You.
All I See Is You.
Yeah,
and comedy or drama?
Dramedy.
Jack Black plays her husband.
Oh my goodness. All right. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, we are an Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can find us on Facebook. Just search an Acquired Taste Podcast. Also, you can find our secret Facebook group by searching an Acquired Taste Podcast as well.
I actually just linked them to our official page.
Fabulous.
So they are now our official Facebook group.
Yay.
Yeah, they're good people.
Yes, they are.
Also, you can reach out to us if our P.O. Box serves you in any way. P.O. Box 1717 Hoboken, New Jersey.
And if you have
07070.
07030. Just Google it. Like, you're going to remember that zip code anyway.
And if you have anything you need advice on, or you know you would be very interested in us discussing, shoot us an email at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, advice.
Oh, yes. Good.
Oh, and we all are also on Spotify.
Yes.
So if that's an app that you use all the time and you're listening to us on a different one, maybe just look us up on Spotify.
Take us with you.
Rate, review, subscribe to everything. Whichever app you use to listen is helpful. Also, can I please give a shout out to our friend Rob Shooter?
Yes.
He is helping spread the word about our podcast on his website, naughtygossip.com. He is the best. His gossip isn't mean. It's like always with a wink. It's like it's fun and playful, tongue in cheek. So visit naughtygossip.com if you don't already. He's great and we love Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, also, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I saw Rob this week and I said, Rob, thank you so much for putting our podcast on your website. And he's, oh, don't worry, darling. It'll all work out in the end.
He's lovely. Yes, also, this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
A little fried chicken in there. Thanks for listening and we'll talk to you next week.